when one analyzes the stature and the kedusha of Am Yisrael, which is portrayed in the beginning of Parshas Balak, and then compared to how Am Yisrael is portrayed at the end of Parshas Balak, there seems to be a bit of a contradiction and a very large gap that exists in terms of Am Yisrael's ability to withstand dangerous forces which are coming to do it harm. In the beginning of Parshas Balak, Balak, the king of Moab, comes and requests Bilam HaRasha to come and curse Am Yisrael because he's fearful of Am Yisrael's strength. And hopefully by cursing Am Yisrael, he will be able to be victorious over him, over Am Yisrael in battle. And Bilam, after a long discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the famous episode with his donkey, finally arrives and attempts to curse Am Yisrael at various times and locations. He offers korbanos in order to curse Am Yisrael, and eventually he is unable to do so. He's unsuccessful in carrying out his desired cursing of Am Yisrael. And in fact, he, as we all know, blesses Am Yisrael. And not only are these brachos that he gives Am Yisrael beautiful, they are so important and significant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to record for history forever in his Torah these curses or blessings that Bilam decided to bestow upon Am Yisrael. And we see from this standpoint that Am Yisrael is impervious to these outside influences trying to cause it harm. Bilam tries his best. Am Yisrael is completely unaware of Bilam's attempt and Balak's attempt to curse them. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer on Am Yisrael and does not allow Bilam to be successful in cursing the Jewish people. In contrast, when we come to the end of the Parsha, we see a completely different picture. After Bilam is unsuccessful, Chazal tell us that Bilam gives Eitzah to Balak and sends in the Bnos Midian into the camp of the Jewish people, and they start engaging in Giloy Arayos, they start engaging in inappropriate intimate relations, they start engaging in Avodah Zarah with Baal Peor, and we see Am Yisrael no longer is protected and shielded from these negative influences which are looking to come and do it harm. But Am Yisrael is very sensitive and very fragile at that very moment, so much so that a plague is brought upon the Jewish people until Pinchas ends the plague with the killing of Cusbi and Zimri. And we see over there Am Yisrael being very fragile, being very susceptible to those foreign and negative influences which are looking to come and cause it harm. How could it be at the beginning of the Parsha Am Yisrael is so protected, is on high, is praised for its tznius in particular, and its kedusha from Bilam in his brachos, and yet towards the end of the parsha, Am Yisrael seems to be in a weakened state and gives in to its most base desires? And I think the Torah gives us the answer in terms of where the position and the location of these foreign influences coming to do it harm are coming from. Bilam, when he tries to curse Am Yisrael, the Torah tells us that he's up on high on a mountain, he is separated from Am Yisrael. And I think it is in that moment that we see that when people are trying and coming to do us harm, but we are separated from them, they are no longer able to be successful in disrupting who we are. When we are, as Bilam tells himself, "Hein am levadod yishkon v'gayim lo yischashav," when we are the separate nation away from the Goyim, then no harm can come to us. That we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, feel embarrassed about those things which make us separate, our values that we possess. Those are exactly those things which gives us the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we stay true to our Torah values, even if they separate us from the rest of the nations of the world. When are we unsuccessful? That's towards the end of the Parsha. When we allow foreign influences into our camp, and not even just foreign influences from the outside world, but the foreign influences which come at the core of the definition of a Jewish person. That comes when, in terms of the realm of Taras and Mishpacha, the most important relationship between man and woman, when we start to emulate and desire the type of relationship that man and woman have in the outside world, and we bring that into the Jewish world, that's when we are very vulnerable, that's when we're not going to be successful. And in addition, when it comes to areas of values, theology, Avodas Hashem, when we try to emulate the non-Jews, that's when the Avodah Zarah creeps in, the Baal Peor creeps in, and that's when the Magifa happens, that's when the plague comes in and starts affecting Am Yisrael. So I think what the Torah is trying to tell us, that if we want to be protected, then we need to stay true to our Torah values, even if that's going to cause us to be separate from the rest of the nations of the world. is a bracha that Bilam gives us. And it's when we have that separation, when we're true to our Torah values, no matter what the rest of the world is doing, that is when we are protected. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above and beyond in order to make sure that nobody could affect us in a negative way. However, when we let those foreign influences inside the camp, the Benos Midyan, the Baal Peor, the Avodah Zarah, the Gilai Raios, that's when we are unsuccessful. That's when we are susceptible to sin. We should learn the messages and always be true to our Torah values, no matter what the costs.